StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome everybody to our monthly startup news covering the most important developments from the innovation and tech entrepreneurship scenes in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, collectively known as GSA or DACH region. You're listening to top news for December 2025, released today on December 18th, together with Chris, my man. Hey, how you doing in New York?
Hello. Welcome from wintry New York, or hello from wintry New York. We had the first snow here, so we are doing great.
You had the first snow and we don't even have snow in the forecast. And that's pretty bad. What is good, as always, we split the news into two parts. Today's episode highlights the headline-worthy stories shaping the DACH ecosystem this month. Our deep dive into the December landscapes, including analysis, market shift, and founder-level signals, will follow on Monday, December 22nd. Our regular news will be published again for January and February on the 26th of February and the following days. This is a unique break since I'm on medical leave for all of January 2026. So we will wrap up January and February together. Chris, I can see there will be a marathon recording session for us, or maybe two. Talk about Germany here. If you're doing business, it will be very hard to get someone on the phone or any other email reply than an out-of-office email between December 22nd and January 12th. Prepare accordingly. We wrap up with our annual fintech review on December 23rd, right before the Christmas break. To give you all a heads up of 2026, our first episode will be January 13th. We'll right start with a double publication week. And we have on the 15th our special interview featuring Polar Steps. Today's episode is recorded with Chris in New York and me, Joe, from Frankfurt. Chris, how do you celebrate Christmas in New York City? Because I know you're not traveling back. Are you there for more? You're there for more than 10 years now, so you're almost an adopted New Yorker. How do you celebrate Christmas there? I assume Rockefeller Christmas tree, not anymore?
So actually this weekend I took a weekend off and was in Montauk, and yesterday there was a Christmas music concert where actually people also sang Silent Night, Holy Night, and I couldn't help it and slipped into the German verses into Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht. And on the 24th, I have actually an invitation from Latin American friends of mine who also celebrate Christmas. And then I will probably go on a little trip with Jewish friends of mine who don't celebrate, who do Hanukkah. And yeah, and as you can see, like here in the back for the people watching on YouTube, there's I have a plant with like one Christmas ornament on it. We got this at the German general consul.
Chris, I do have a question. So you have Hanukkah, you have with Latin American friends normal Christmas. I'm just waiting that you have some Orthodox friends where you can celebrate Christmas again in January.
And then Kwanzaa, and I have to call my mom in the morning, my parents, and yeah, busy.
For our busy business audience, you want to dive into the highlights for our December edition, Chris?
Yes, obviously. So yeah, let's talk startups. Let's get things on the road. We now hinted at it. It's December. That means everyone's in a rush. And the whole year is in this, like, yeah, I want to get something done and turn the year around frenzy. And we also see that in the news that we will cover today. We see fewer small rounds, bigger conviction checks, and a lot more talk about infrastructure and less of our usual like growth at all costs. We have news about AI, deep tech, and defense. Also a trend that we've seen in the last couple of months here, still going on. And we also see that people are rediscovering unit economics as if this is something new. The DACH ecosystem looks a bit calmer on the surface. Underneath, it's a bit more reorganizing. Capital, compute, and procurement are tightening into fewer and stronger lanes. And yeah, so we will talk today a bit about this holiday slowdown and about the signals that are contradictory to that. And we also have an overview about that and all of these ideas on our website, startuprate.io. So first topic.
That's basically what we linked there is basically an overview of all the news coverage we've done in a year. And then you can just take it from there.
Yes. First topic, Europe is writing, let's say, frontier adjacent AI checks again at US Velocity and not just for apps. We see that Black Forest Labs out of Freiburg locked a $300 million Series B at a $3.25 billion valuation. So we also see here that our coverage of unicorns does not stop anymore and not stop always at 1 billion. So we're now talking 3 billion valuations. And Black Forest Labs is explicitly pitching visual intelligence across perception, generation, memory, and reasoning. Flywheel moment, you could say, for Germany. It's attracting talent, computing partnerships, and follow-on capital. And it also makes AI model platform something that you could hear in the DACH region, which also probably was not the case a couple of months ago. So more about this, you can also see, on our website where we write about the Europe AI supercluster. Second big topic, dual use is no longer a narrative. It's a category with late stage gravity. We see that quantum systems pushed past a 3 billion euro valuation with 180 million euro Series C extension. And reporting is framing that as one of the largest European dual use raises of 2025, meaning the market now prices defense grade aerial intelligence like a venture scale business. So, I mean, it's definitely one of the big through lines of the year to see that military and defense has gotten much, much more traction. A lot of it driven by the war in the Ukraine, of course. For founders, this also does change the playbook a bit. Procurement alignment and real world performance are becoming defensibility and not enterprise sales overhead. And for investors, we see the normalization of sovereign capability as a growth thesis. You got a third theme for us.
I got a third theme for you. But Chris, I
both of believe, us stumbling third yeah, theme.
I do believe they're in the process of quantum systems raising that. And I do believe we'll hear over and over for the next year, dual use, there will be a lot. Europe is rebuilding its venture plumbing and its compute stack at the same time because both are bottlenecks now. Germany's HTGF and integrating DTCF is a structural move towards a seamless financing architecture from formation to scale up, aimed straight at the Series B cliff in capital intense deep tech. For everybody who doesn't know them, they're two semi-government backed entities. HTGF is 50-50. In parallel, the AI Gigafactory talk, Telekom plus Schwarz Group is behind Lidl, for example. Signal's compute sovereignty is sliding from strategy decks into industrial projects, while SoftBank circling Switch shows the global infrastructure race is getting enthusiastic. The irony, after years of software eats the world, we are back to power permitting and data center deciding who gets to ship. Meet Europe's most important seed investor is linked to HTGF. Net, the DACH market is concentrating around winners, scaled AI platforms, automation layers like N8N that turn AI into workflow, real do use capability and energy compute infrastructure that makes the whole stack possible. In a minute, we will walk through the top stories, Black Forest Labs, Quantum Systems, N8N, HTGF, DTCF, Overhaul, Energy Capital Formation, and the Compute Supply Land Grab, plus what it means for DACH startups funding in 2025, as well we roll into 2026 if you want the full back catalog contents for how these themes build all year. Start here. There is the link to our Startup Ecosystem Ultimate Hub 2025. And if that wasn't enough, stick around in a few days. We'll drop the deep dive wrap up with even more startup and tech news to chew on, plus the fintech news. So I think the holidays are safe for all our listeners. Guys, before we dive in, December just recently delivered some of the strongest signals we've seen all year. Mega rounds in AI, 3 billion plus dual use valuations, and governments finally fixing the venture plumbing. If you care about the DAX, startups are actually heading in 2026. Stay with us. We're just getting started and we will be back after a short ad break. Chris, you want to take over Black Forest Labs?
Yeah, let's fully go now. So I was already hinting it at the beginning of the show. We see that Black Forest Labs has a Series B funding in Germany, which is just setting the benchmark for European frontier adjacent AI. The Freiburg-based company behind Flux announced a $300 million Series B. That means a $3.25 billion post-money valuation. The round positions Black Forest Labs alongside the small set of European AI scale stories that can finance model research and development, data pipelines, and deployment at US-style velocity while competing in the generative image and visual intelligence stack. Investors cited a path towards systems that unify perception, generation, memory, and reasoning, language that maps cleanly to the current multimodal agent race. For DAF founders and VCs, this funding is the clearest signal so far that Germany is not only shipping applied AI, but also attracting late stage checks for core model platforms, hoping that it becomes an ecosystem flywheel moment that will pull talent, compute partnerships, and follow on capital to the DAF region. A lot of background there in our show notes. Quantum Systems Series C extension financing pushed Europe's dual use momentum into clear late stage territory. The German aerial data intelligence and UAV company raised 180 million euros in a Series C extension that was announced late November 2025, lifting their valuation above €3 billion and taking total 2025 funding cited by coverage to 340 million euros. Story here, though, isn't just simply about capital. It's also about normalization of defense-grade drone and ISR capability as a venture-scale category in Europe. Balderton is named as a lead in reporting and the company framing expansion across multi-domain unmanned systems. In DAF terms, Quantum Systems sits at the intersection of defense procurement reality, sovereign capability, and AI enabled sensing. So also here, you already said it, for founders and investors, this is a signal that dual use has matured in the region.
Yes, magic word, dual use. Keep that in mind. I'm sure we'll hear it over the next few years quite frequently.
N8N Series C funding is a rare combination of scale and strategic intent in European software. It's a company that sits in Berlin and works on workflow automation. They announced $180 million Series C, bringing total funding to $240 million and the valuation to $2.5 billion, with Accel, A-C-C-E-L, cited as lead, and NVIDIA's N Ventures referenced among corporate participants. Beyond financing, we see here that the CEO had a preference for European listing, which also comes across as a noteworthy posture shift in a market that often defaults to US paths. And in category terms, we see N8N benefits from the enterprise automation wave and the push to operationalize AI through orchestration connectors and low-code workflow design. This is a space that becomes more and more crowded. Where we see that distribution and developer love is deciding about who wins and who loses. So from my side, these are the three big stories, but I want to see you now stumble through some more abbreviations.
Yes. And DTCF. So basically, the story is they're Germany's semi-government PPP VC funds, high-tech Gründer Fonds, and Deep Tech and Climate Fund announced plans to push strength into joint public-private investment platform. They explicitly aim for seamless financing architecture from formation to scale up. They announced it in late November 2025. Coverage frames this as a strategic consolidation of equity access for key technologies. Again, AI, semiconductors, energy, biotech, industrial transformation, reducing the notorious Series B cliff, basically meaning if you have to raise Series B, you fall off a cliff here in Germany for capital-intense startups. This matters because it changes outcomes. Fewer forced early exits, more continuity between early stage selection and growth of state support, and a clearer national venture stack aligned with the Future Fund agenda. Future Fund, by the way, is the federal government entity. For founders and VCs in DACH, the signal is more coherent capital pathway. And for international investors, it's a sign Germany is organizing itself to keep deep tech winners scaling locally. Let's dive a little bit. We're basically mixing up two news here, energy and climate. Emerald Horizon, 790 million plus valuation, and Future Energy Ventures, 235 million fund. Market design tailwinds. Emerald Horizon, SMR financing discussion at 790 million valuation confirmed by reporting, and Future Energy Ventures closing a 235 million fund too. Together, mark a serious month for European energy tech capital formation. The Emerald Horizon story, positioning Austria's Graz as an unlikely but real node in the small modular reactor SMR narrative. While FEV's 235 million close reported with the 205 million main fund plus 30 million Italian signed fund, signals expanding institutional appetite for digital energy transition, grid optimization, and climate infrastructure software. At the parallel regulatory tailwinds highlighted in our dataset around electricity market design, and the macro picture becomes coherent, energy is shifting from climate vision to infrastructure build, where funding structures, policy, and industrial demand converge. For DACH founders, the implication is clear. The biggest opportunity sit where regulation creates forced adaption and where CapEx, capital expenses, realities reward credible engineering and long-term execution. And then there's another mix up. We talk about the bigger implications of the telecom Schwarz deal and SoftBank's interest in Switch. AI data center expansion in Europe is escalating from projects to industry policy, with our sources pointing to two parallel signals. One around Deutsche Telekom and Schwarz Group, the company behind, for example, Lidl and Kaufland here in Germany, ambitions in large-scale compute, and separate reporting on SoftBank exploring Switch as a potential AI data center mega deal, according to IT Times. Additional coverage, the scale, logic, GPU capacity, power permitting, and local location strategy, turning compute access into a competitive advantage that will shape where AI startups can train, deploy, and price services. For DACH founders, this is not abstract. Compute concentration changes partnership dynamics, procurement timelines, and unit economics of inference-heavy products. For VCs, it reframes AI defensibility as partly an infrastructure question. Who can secure reliable capacity at predictable costs? The founders who will understand this early will negotiate from strength. The rest will pay the scarcity tax later. And Chris, that's it already for our highlights episode. We will be back with the deep dive pretty soon. And we made it in less than 20 minutes. It's amazing. Thanks, man.
Yeah. I mean, good thing is it only takes a couple of days until we're back in your feeds. So stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.